listener production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, Lib and Never Learn. It's clear to anyone paying attention that the Liberal Party is in deep trouble, following a year of resounding rejections at both the state and federal level. This has been confirmed yet again today, with the release of the 2022 Australian Election Study. There are a number of key findings from the survey. Scott Morrison was the most unpopular leader in the study's 35-year history, while only 18% of Teal voters were disaffected Liberals, with the rest being tactical Labor and Greens voters. As the Daily Oz's Tom Crowley points out, that still represents a significant number of lost votes for the Liberals. But the most interesting data of the day shows that younger voters are moving away from the coalition and, notably, not returning as they age, as previous generations have done. Speaking to several media outlets today and the Saturday paper over the weekend, co-author Professor Ian McAllister said it was an existential crisis for the Liberals, with long-term implications in terms of core support. And yet opposition leader Peter Dutton would have us believe it is merely a branding problem, rather than a philosophical one. That is what Dutton argued yesterday, in yet another, he's actually a nice guy once you get to know him profile of the Liberal leader. The party is suffering from a, quote, identity crisis, Dutton told the Nine papers, because it has let itself be defined by its opponents. We have to reassert who we are so that people see the value proposition and understand that, he said, once again refusing to accept that the Liberal Party's values might be out of touch with those of the electorate. The profile itself has been widely mocked, with people by now quite sick of Dutton's attempts to rehabilitate his image. As Nine columnist Sean Kelly asks, how many of Dutton's previous actions does he now disavow? As Guardian Australia's Amy Romikas tweeted, I truly don't care how much of a, quote, good bloke someone is away from politics. What do they do with power is the only question which needs asking. Dutton's insistence, meanwhile, that there is a, quote, clear difference between himself and Scott Morrison has been somewhat undercut by his refusal to censure the former Prime Minister. The Liberal Party obviously recognises it has some kind of problem. Its own electoral review said as much, with co-lead Senator Jane Hume telling the papers last week that the party can't win in future unless it broadens its appeal. But it won't introduce gender quotas, of course. Never that. And yet, the Liberal Party still refuses to truly grapple with the trends before it, as it finds itself increasingly out of step with the fastest growing demographics in the country, as its more reliable base dies out. Young people are not going to be won back by Peter Dutton, a man still unwilling to support Labor's bare minimum climate targets or to come out in favour of an Indigenous voice to Parliament. And they're certainly not going to be won back by puff pieces in which he is vouched for by Ray Hadley, a man whose own base is almost certainly dying out. The graphs don't lie, as much as the Coalition might wish they did. Honestly, how many more warnings does the Liberal Party need? This conversation has been going on since May, and the Coalition is still refusing to make any real efforts to reform itself, though it has engaged in plenty of media interviews about how it was simply misunderstood, or needs to get better at communicating its values. The long-term trends found within the 2022 election study should sound a warning bell to the Coalition, if it is capable of hearing it. But the Coalition has never been particularly good at hearing existential warning bells, or at listening to the voices of young people crying out for them to hear them. Moving on to our good opinion of the day, co-chair of the Indigenous Voice to Parliament co-design group, Professor Marcia Langton, has condemned the Nationals' stance, noting that she and co-chair Tom Carmer spoke to as many people as they could about their final report. As Langton told RN Breakfast, I can't imagine that there is a better model out there. I can foresee some tweaks, but we put in over 2 years of work. We consulted thousands of people. I'm very confident that the voice will look much like our detailed proposal. Langton also raised concerns about the referendum being driven by a, quote, nasty eugenicist debate. And in today's bad opinion, New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has defended the 15-month prison sentence given to climate protester Deanna Violet Coco after she blocked a lane of traffic on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. As Perrottet said today, it's not excessive And if protesters want to put our way of life at risk, then they should have the book thrown at them. And that's pleasing to see. Human rights experts say the sentence is disproportionate, while Guardian Australia's Adam Morton labelled it a bad day for democratic expression. Talking numbers, a youth allowance will increase by 6.1% in the new year, when payments rise in line with inflation. It is the largest indexation since 1998. And in today's policy, a new Grattan Institute report has called for an overhaul of Medicare, warning that the current GP funding model is broken. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones said the government is aware of the problems, adding that the Health Minister will be looking at the report closely. In today's episode of 7am, in 1992, the UN General Assembly agreed that December 3rd every year would be International Day of People with Disability. But 30 years later, how much progress has been made? And has society really stopped viewing disability through the lenses of medicine or charity? Today, writer and critic Olivia Muscat on what the day means to her and how it could be done better. Listen to 7am now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Monday, December 5th. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop. And head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.